Joe's Need to Know News. Dick's Sporting's good. Sporting Goods made the news yesterday. Alex mentioned this in the garbage as we were wrapping up. They made a decision to ban sales of assault-style weapons across all stores. Now, here's the thing.
What is an assault-style weapon, first of all, doesn't exist?
Well, the thing is this. They're saying that they already have banned assault-style weapon sales at Dick's branded stores after the Newtown school shooting back in 2012.
Uh-huh.
But they're saying that they're going to do this at their Field and Stream locations. So those 35 locations are now going to have the ban. They're also going to do that with magazines and sales of guns to people under 21, the high-capacity magazines. Walmart also jumping on there. They're going to ban sales of guns to people younger than 21. Walmart said it would make the policy change as quickly as possible and said it would require shoppers to be 21 to buy ammunition as well. So they also banned sales of assault-style guns back in 2015, and they've removed it from their website. Here's where I think they're really overstepping. Like, I get that part, but they're saying that also includes things that resemble assault-style rifling for, like, non-lethal airsoft guns, like I assume that's a BB gun, and toys.
Paintball guns and stuff.
If they sell those, I guess that might be it too. And toys.
That's just ridiculous.
So it's like, I don't
know. The wussification of America, ladies and gentlemen. We're living it.
Oh, I don't know about all that. I think there's something to possibly
taking
done
away
with
the toys?
No, I'm saying.
I'm talking about the toys.
Yeah, me too. The toys. I'm like, that's just crazy. Here we go. Pizza Hut is now the official pizza of the NFL. Bye-bye, Papa John's. I guess they ended their sponsorship deal this week because they were unhappy over declining ratings and the handling of players' national anthem protests. Let me ask you a very important pizza question. Who has the best pizza, Alex?
Well, I don't eat pizza, so you can't ask me.
Oh, I forgot that one. Live the Web Girl, I figure like you occasionally would enjoy a nice pizza pie. What is your favorite pizza place?
Three Wise Men, where I work.
Oh, shameless plug.
Oh, right. But besides that, there's nothing better than like a thin crust pizza from
Donato's.
No, Donato's, yes. Oh, my gosh. I love me that. I also love me some the Meatball Supremo from Jets, that eight-corner pizza. That's good. Producer MYK has been all over the West Coast, the East Coast. Do you got a pizza in particular, Producer MYK, that you're just like a big fan of? You're like, this is my favorite pizza place, if you had to pick one.
There's a place in Brooklyn with this old man. He's like 70 or 80 years old. You just have to go. It's called DeFara Pizza.
Okay.
And he just sits there and he makes the pies by himself. He's all hunched over. He looks like he's about to drop dead any minute. But I recommend that everybody goes there at least once in your life.
All right, cool.
Yeah, well, you don't have much time left, it sounds like, so get there soon.
Believe me, I went there about three times thinking, like, I got to go each time. It's going to die soon.
Oh, gosh. Tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, if you got a pizza place we should check out here in Indy. A couple in the UK, they placed an ad offering $3,500 for someone to give their 7 and 8-year-old kids the sex talk for them. They want to cover everything from sex and condoms to pregnancy and transgender issues. Alex, you grew up in a really conservative household.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering, did your mom and dad ever give you the sex talk?
Yes, fourth grade.
Wow, okay. What did they say? Don't do sex and that's it?
No, my mom went into detail of how it works and all that stuff.
Oh,
yep.
What'd you think?
I was super grossed out.
My dad never did it. When I had a girlfriend, he's like, don't get her pregnant. I'm like, all right, dad, thanks. That's Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.